You want to start back there?
Just as well tell us how you got to state, I guess. And
well, I'll tell you. The last day in September, the last day in September, I left Asheville, Buncombe County, on a mixed train, freight and passengers train, and I traveled all day and all night, practically, to get to Raleigh. But in my trip, I had 2 hours wait in Salisbury for some reason, changing trains and so forth. And while I was there, I went to the railroad shops and asked a fellow down there and talked with him. I said, told him I was on my way to Raleigh to. They said they were going to open up a school down there for mechanics. And I asked him, I said, how about me getting an apprentice job here with this here railroad? It'd be a big thing. I might change my whole thing. He said, how old are you? I said, I'm 19 years old. He said, you're too old.
Too old at
19? Yeah, you're too old. I said, don't hire him over 16 for apprentice. I said, all right. I came on to Raleigh on that same train because they had changed their stuff all around and got through with and everything. You know how they switch around.
Oh, yes.
And I arrived in Raleigh just about daylight next day, up all night. So I got off at that little old depot down, little old brick depot at Raleigh. I got off and walked up to the where they said was going to be a school, but nobody seemed to know anything about it. And I got up there early in the morning. Nobody there, doors all open, and I got up to the college, nobody there, doors all open, and shavings all over the floor, and no tables, no chairs, no furniture of any kind in there.
Didn't look much like a school,
then. No, it didn't look like a school. Well, I walked all around through the place, up and down, there was nobody there at all. The next day,
you just be sure of that thing.
After I was in the college.
No, that's all right. I can hold it right here.
They begin to come in then, and Mrs. Carroll, she was a matron. She came in the next day. That is October the 2nd, I believe it was. And they begin to bring in chairs and tables and different things like that to kind of beds and places for boys to sleep on. That is Holiday Hall was all we had. Yeah. We didn't have anything else except little old water clothes down there for a fellow to go to. After that. They were bringing these things in, got kind of placed around,
just go right ahead. Fine.
And I saw there was nobody there that I could talk to much, so I thought I'd pull off downtown again. I pulled off downtown then and went down to the same hardware store that I was in before and talked to a fellow down there. I kind of got to liking him a little bit and he began to kind of get interested too. And I asked him if he knew anything about where the faculty was, the teachers. He says, well, they're meeting right upstairs here in a little room in one of our front rooms right over. They're up there right now. I said, well, sir. So I went upstairs, and there they were sitting around the table, and I says, I'm Mr. Matthews from Bunker, my little old boy, 19 years old, you know. They all laughed. And they talked. I don't know what they said, but they talked a little bit. I stayed there a few minutes and went on off. Fooled around town a little. And I went back to the college and saw Mrs. Carroll. I said, Miss Carroll, I'm a boy to come here to school and I want to get a place to sleep. She said, well, I'm going to put you in a room right next to me. I said, all right. So she took me in there and they had five beds, single beds in there. And she said, now you can have either one of them beds you want. I told her, all right. And that evening, that was in the morning, that evening, I don't know how many boys come, a whole lot of boys came in and she began to place them around in the Holiday Hall there, but that's all the room they had, until there was 8 or 10 or 12 boys come in from different places. And so that filled up that day. We had a whole lot happen that day, but that's about all I remember about happened that day. But next day, the faculty came in. That was the third day of October. And the faculty came in and began to have their registrations, and the boys come up to meet them, and they got acquainted and so on. Professor Hill, he had the book, and he wrote down the names of the boys, taking them alphabetical order, beginning up there with Ashcraft and Allen and Brown and I can't remember their names. They said they had what they said was three courses, and one was mechanics, and one was agriculture, and the other was just a general school. Anybody didn't want either one, why, they'd take the studies from different things. I think they taught agriculture and mechanics all the first year. They didn't have any division, and they divided the second year.
Now, you actually were the first registrant, the first student to register at NC State, were you not?
Well, I'll tell you how that was. Yes, I was there first one. Now, the way the register, that's a little bit confusing. Now, you see, when Professor Hill, I never did like that, Professor Hill, he called for the boys whose names started with A. He took them alphabetical. So that cut me out of being the very first one to go on the book.
But you were the first one on the scene.
I was there 2 days before anybody else was there.
Right.
What did your folks think of your going up to this college at Raleigh?
Well, they were, these farmer folks are just poor, and they thought it was a pretty good idea. And in fact, they didn't pay much attention to them. About the only thing I got was they prayed for me. That's about the only help I got.
Did you come from a big family, Mr. Matthews?
I was got from a family of 10 children. And I had four brothers and six sisters.
How did you get the idea you wanted to be a mechanic and go to the college?
Well, I always liked it, and I he'd rather have that than go like Wake Forest, and my brother was Wake Forest that time, going to school, and I didn't like to go there, and in fact, there wasn't anything else to do. unless I went, took them kind of schools, and they had lawyers and preachers, and I know I didn't want to do that. So I made up my mind that I like mechanics the best.
Hardy asked you about the commencement exercise a while ago, and you didn't get to that one, or didn't answer that one maybe as much as he'd like. What did you have in the way of a commencement?
And how many? How many were there that actually graduated? And what
19?
In 1893.
In 1893, they come down here to that old city hall that Raleigh had, and had the exercise in that there little old city hall. And I remember all 19 of them sit on the front seat, and there was just 19 chairs on that there row, and we filled it right up. We all sat right there in the row.
19 graduated.
19
then.
Graduated, yeah.
Were there lots of people that attended the first graduation?
Oh, yeah, the house was full of folks, just plumb jam full. They tore that house down.
Did the parents come down for the graduation? Did parents?
No, they didn't pay no. Nobody else much, just around the four rounds.